You got the snow on the board, the water on the board, the snow height.
On a sunny day at the top of Mount Roberts, Mike Janes is working through a checklist.
Snow surface error.
He's an avalanche forecaster with Alaska Electric Light and Power. He pulls a new tool out of his backpack. Then he starts to snap the pieces together like a tent pole.
10. Sky's clear.
Then he hands it to Jocelyn and Randa Jackson.
Does this look good?
Yep, that looks good.
She's a senior at Juno Douglas High School, and she spends her study halls out here as SHI's first avalanche forecasting intern. The probe she's got is used to measure depth. She starts tapping into the snowpack.
The other thing she can tell when she's doing this is you'll feel the different layers. There might be hard crusts, there might be soft layers, there might be wet layers.
Then she hits a stubborn layer.
Give that another tap. I'm wondering, yeah, keep going.
Suddenly, it plunges deeper until the whole thing is buried.
It keeps going.
That's all the way to the top.
SHI runs a bunch of summer science programming, and Aranda Jackson has done a few of their programs before.
It's funny because I did do the STEAM camp as well, and I was talking about how I really wanted to get, I'd rather be skiing. I'd just be like, I'd rather be skiing right now. And they're like, okay, Jocelyn. And then, like, the next camp came, and I was like, I'd rather be skiing right now, guys. And then somebody came over and was like, hey, so you, I heard you like skiing. I was like, yeah.
Chance to ski on the job piqued her interest. She's been skiing at Eagle Crest since she was a kid, so she was always aware of avalanche danger. But what she didn't know is how much work goes into predicting them. It starts with a lot of data collection. She pulls a shovel out of her backpack and starts shoveling snow into a clear plastic tube on a spring. This measures mass.
When I first got out here, I didn't think it was so, like, covered in all these different types of measurements. I think that was the most surprising to me, that you can measure it in so many different ways. And then there's so many different tools that could help you predict the snow coverage and all that kind of stuff.
But this internship aims to go beyond data. One of the major goals is to help students find a way to pair their Indigenous perspectives with a strong identity as STEM professionals. That's where Ellen Bradley can help. She's a Tlingit climate scientist, and she shares Aranda Jackson's love of hitting the slopes. She's a semi-professional skier. Usually, she tags along in the field. Through the mentorship program, Bradley shares her personal experience as an Alaska Native scientist navigating a Western academic setting.
That's something that I definitely wish that I could have had access to before I went to college. I think it would have really helped me center myself more in my identity and the work that I do within STEM. And really feel like I had more of a sense of place.
In the fall, Aranda Jackson will head to the University of Montana. She plans to study glaciology. After all, it's a field that offers the chance for skiing, even in the summertime. In Juneau, I'm Anna Canny.